Most people avoid difficult conversations. They are uncomfortable, emotionally charged, and often unpredictable. Whether the topic involves performance, conflict, boundaries, or unmet expectations, these conversations carry the risk of tension, defensiveness, or hurt feelings. Yet despite this discomfort, difficult conversations are often necessary. When handled thoughtfully, they can become catalysts for clarity, trust, and meaningful change rather than sources of lasting damage. Avoidance is a natural response. Humans are wired to seek harmony and minimize social threat, and difficult conversations challenge both. Silence can feel safer in the short term. Problems are postponed, tensions are ignored, and hope quietly takes the place of action. Unfortunately, unresolved issues rarely disappear. More often, they resurface as resentment, passive-aggressive behavior, declining performance, or fractured relationships. What begins as a desire to keep the peace can ultimately undermine it. Difficult conversations matter because they address reality. They bring unspoken concerns into the open, where they can be examined rather than guessed at. In personal relationships, this might mean expressing hurt feelings, setting boundaries, or acknowledging unmet needs. In professional settings, it often involves giving feedback, addressing conflict, or confronting misalignment around goals and expectations. While these discussions may be uncomfortable, they create the possibility of resolution. Silence, by contrast, guarantees stagnation. The key to productive, difficult conversations lies in intention and approach. Entering a conversation with the goal of being right or assigning blame almost always escalates conflict. Approaching it with curiosity and respect changes the tone entirely. Focusing on specific behaviors rather than personal character, listening as much as speaking, and acknowledging emotions without being controlled by them helps keep the conversation constructive. Difficult does not have to mean destructive. Timing and preparation also matter. Choosing the right moment, clarifying what needs to be said, and anticipating emotional reactions can reduce unnecessary friction. Equally important is the willingness to sit with discomfort. Growth, both personal and relational, often requires tolerating unease in the service of something better. Courage in conversation is not the absence of fear, but the decision that clarity is more valuable than comfort. In leadership and teamwork, difficult conversations are a form of respect. Addressing issues directly signals trust in the other person's capacity to engage, improve, or respond thoughtfully. Avoiding hard topics can feel kind, but it often communicates low expectations or indifference. When handled well, honest conversations strengthen credibility and foster healthier, more resilient cultures. Ultimately, difficult conversations are not problems to be avoided, but skills to be developed. They are moments where integrity, empathy, and courage intersect. While most people may never enjoy having them, learning to engage in them effectively is essential. In choosing honest dialogue over silence, we trade short-term discomfort for long-term understanding, and that exchange is almost always worth it.